And here is the Writer's Almanac for Thursday. It's the 7th of April, 2011. It's the birthday of the writer who said, "Write about what you're afraid of," Donald Barthelme, born in Philadelphia, 1931, author of four novels, including Snow White, The Dead Father, and his story collection, Come Back, Dr. Caligari. It's the birthday of the conservationist who wrote about the Florida Everglades, Marjorie Stoneman Douglas, born in Minneapolis, 1890. Her father was the editor of the Miami Herald, and that's how she came to be in Florida. She wrote novels and short stories, plays and poems, best remembered now for her book, The Everglades River of Grass, published 1947, the same year that Everglades National Park was dedicated. In the book, she makes clear that the Everglades is not a swamp. It is a broad, shallow waterway. When she was 103, she was awarded the Presidential Medal of Freedom. When she died 5 years later, her ashes were spread over the Everglades. It was on this day, 1969, the Supreme Court unanimously struck down laws prohibiting private possession of obscene material. And exactly 21 years later, 1990, Robert Mapplethorpe's photographs opened at the Contemporary Art Center in Cincinnati. The center and its director were then indicted on obscenity charges. They were acquitted by a jury a few months later, and in the meantime, the exhibition had drawn bigger crowds than for any other show in the city's history. It is Buddha's birthday, also known as Hanamatsuri in Japan, a day on which statues of a young Buddha are decorated with flowers, carried to temples in procession. Japanese children take turns pouring sweet tea over the Buddha's head. It's a day of gratitude. It's the birthday of William Wordsworth, born in Cockermouth, England, 1770, who wrote his great poems in his 20s, Tintern Abbey, The Ode, Intimations of Immortality, and I Wandered Lonely as a Cloud. And it's the birthday of the singer Billie Holiday, born Eleonora Fagan, Baltimore, 1915. Her career took off when she recorded with Benny Goodman. Lester Young gave her the nickname Lady Day. She struggled with addiction all of her short life. Her apartment in the Bronx always opened to unemployed musicians. She left a plate on the table with money for food and subway fares. She died in 1959 at the age of 44. Here's a poem for today by Billy Collins entitled What She Said. When he told me he expected me to pay for dinner, I was like, give me a break. I was not the exact equivalent of give me a break. I was just similar to give me a break. As I said, I was like, give me a break. I would love to tell you how I was able to resemble give me a break without actually being identical to give me a break. But all I can say is that I sensed a similarity between me and give me a break. And that was close enough at that point in the evening. Even if it meant I would fall short of standing up from the table and screaming, give me a break! For God's sake, will you please give me a break? No, for that moment, with the rain streaking the restaurant windows and the waiter approaching, I felt the most I could be was like, to a certain degree, give me a break. What She Said, a poem by Billy Collins from Horoscopes for the Dead, published by Random House and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine. You can read the current issue of Poetry or listen to the monthly editor's podcast at poetryfoundation.org. Produced by Kathy Roach and Nick Vetter, be well, do good work, and keep in touch.